We begin the current daf in Sefetes Bo Metzia daf Ein Vav. We begin on the bottom of daf Ein Hema Beis, three lines up from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara begins the sixth parak in Sefetes Bo Metzia, Parak Hasoiches Omnin, which the title of the parak says it, where it talks about the halachas of employment, of rental, either renting a person, renting an animal, renting something, and the halachas that come up in those situations. So the Mishnah begins. If someone hires a craftsman, a worker, a professional, the hitu zeh, and they deceive each other, which the Gemara will explain who's deceiving who. So then the halacha is, ein lehem zeh al zeh ela tarume. So they don't have any monetary claims one on the other. All they have is they have halachic validity of a claim, of a complaint against the other person, but not a monetary compensation for what happened. So Mishnah says, Sachar es hachamar v'sakad, if someone hired a donkey driver or a wagon driver, which literally means, say, a potter, but it's someone that had a wagon. Now, he hired him for a service. Again, that's what we're talking about. You hire a worker, and he hired them lehivi pir yafarin, again, either through traveling through a donkey, through a wagon, to bring these planed and beautiful straight pieces of wood, and he wanted it to make a chuppah, a wedding canopy, or v'chalilim l'kala, or he hired this guy to bring for him flutes for simchas chasam akala, to help by the chasna, to rejoice by the wedding. Or he wanted the flutes actually to lament over a person that died. You could use a flute either for a chasna or for a time of mourning. Or upaylin l'halis pishtonim in amishra, or he hired workers to take out his flax from the water that they would soak the flax when it was still in its husks. They would put it in there, and then they would be able to beat it to be able to get out the thing that they would be able to use to create linen from. And the Mishnah sums it together. V'chol davar sha'avad, or anything that is a situation of a loss. All these situations that we just described are things that are necessary immediately. The chasna must go on, the levaya must go on, these flax has to be taken out of the soaking water, and if it's not, it's going to be a situation of loss. And v'chazr behen, and they back out. So that says the Mishnah, Malkim she'ein sham adam. If it's a place where there's no other person, there's no one else, no other worker that he could find to hire, and again, like in the previous case of the flax, it's going to be a loss if it's going to sit there in the soaking water any longer, and he's relying on these workers. So then you have one of two options, says the Mishnah. Either seicher alein, what the homeowner could do is he could hire other people for a very expensive price, because then you'll get anybody to do work if you really offer enough money, and then the workers who he hired, who backed out of the job, have to compensate. Oy matin, or as the Gemara will explain, he could deceive the workers themselves, and he could promise them more things that he's really not going to follow through, just to get them to finish up the job, which they had already committed to. Now the Mishnah continues with a third type of a case, and that is, first we started off, which again, the Gemara will explain what that is, when one deceives the other, all they have is complaints, but nothing monetarily. Then there was the cases that we just described, which were all cases when a worker committed to something and then he backs out and it's going to be a loss for the owner. So then he has two options. Either he could hire someone else for an exorbitant amount and make the worker pay, or he could even fool the worker themselves. Now we move into a third type of a category. Hasechas umnin. Someone hires a worker. Now, as Rashi points out, we're talking about a type of work which is called kablonis. Not that a guy gets paid by the hour or by the day. He gets paid for the job. You finish this job, I don't care how long or short it takes you, I'm going to pay you this amount. Now, v'chazr behen, and after they had done some of the work, then they backed out, they stopped the work halfway. So then says the Mishnah, yodam ala tachtayna. Then they have the lower hand. In other words, if let's say they stopped halfway through the job, and now the price of labor, of workers, has gone up. And now the owner cannot find someone to finish up the job for the half of the amount which is left over that wasn't done by those first workers. So what he could do is he could not pay the original workers until he finds for the amount for the going rate right now workers to do, and whatever's left over, that is what he's going to compensate the first workers. He's not going to pay them for the amount that they had done for half of what they had committed to, because now the price of work went up and he's going to have to pay more for the second half. So he waits to see how much he's going to have to pay the second workers, and whatever's left over, he gives to the first ones. Now, moreover, even if let's say the cost of labor went down, so actually it's going to cost him less to finish off the rest of the job, still, he'll evaluate how much they had done, and he's going to give them according to what he had made up with them. So let's say they did half the job, he's going to give them only half of the pay which he had committed to give them. And they cannot tell him, wait a second, you have other workers that are going to finish our job. Give us all our pay besides what you have to pay those workers. It's not true, because since they're backing out in the middle of the job, they get the lower hand, which either way it goes. If it went up, then they're going to have a loss. And if it went down, then they're just not going to gain, and he's going to get the gain. Now, that's if they back out. But as the Mishnah continues, the Tabavayin Vavim et Aleph, in Balabayis Chayzabay. But if the homeowner backs out, they're in the middle of doing a job, and he says, I don't want you guys to work anymore. So Yodoy al Tachtoyna, then he has the lower hand. And then he has to give them according to what they had done. And if, let's say, the price of work went down, then he has to give them everything besides the amount of work he has to pay for those new workers. In other words, they're going to get more than what they had actually done because he has the lower hand because he backed out. Now the Mishnah continues, related that Kolam Ashana, whoever is the one that deviates. So for example, if let's say someone gives wool to a dyer to dye it red, and he changes and he dyes it black, Yodah al-Tachtoyna, he has the lower hand. So if let's say the increase of the value of the wool is worth more than how much money it costed to make this dyed piece of wool, so then he doesn't get paid the full amount of how much he would usually charge because he changed. Rather, they give him only the value of the wood and the dyes that he had spent on making it. And if actually, let's say the expenses are more than how much it's worth now, then they only give him how much it's worth more. They give him the lower of the two because he deviated. And so too, b'chalachayzibay, and whoever backs out, whoever retracts, which the Gemara is going to explain on the next daf, what is this coming to include? This is essentially what Allah said before. Yodah al-Tachtoyni has the lower hand, which again we said before, if the worker backs out, he gets the lower hand, and if the owner backs out, he gets the lower hand. So again, so we spoke about three different halachas, which the Gemara is going to discuss right now. The first one, which is when someone hires workers and they deceive each other, all you have is complaints. Then you have a case of where you hired a worker, something that's integral right now for the chasen kala or for the avelis or to take out the flax, and he backs out, then you're stuck and it's going to be a loss. So then you could either hire people that are way expensive and then that's going to be the loss of the workers, or you actually fool the workers and get them to do the job and then you only pay them how much you committed. And then there was a last halacha which was regarding a kablan, that's a job, and then if one of the two backs out, either the owner or the worker, whoever backs out gets the lower hand. So the Gemara explains, Chazur zeh bezeh loy katani. The words of the Mishnah were not that if either one backed out from the other, which then that would sound like that deception would be the worker to the homeowner or the homeowner to the worker. Because if that was what it was talking about, then it should have said chazur, as we said in the Mishnah, we are talking about that one backs out from the other. Elehitu zeh zeh. Rather, it says that they deceived one to the other. So what is that talking about? Rather, it says the Gemara, da'atu poilim ahadadi. It's where the workers deceive each other. I mean, in other words, one of the workers deceives his other colleagues that are working for this homeowner. So says the Gemara, hechadami. So what's this case talking about where the Mishnah says all they have are tarumas? Is the amalei balabais, because the homeowner tells to one of the workers, he says, look, I need good help like you. Zil agerli poilim, go get me your friends, hire me other workers. The ozl ihu vat inhu. And then he went and deceived his friends in hiring them for his boss. So the Gemara says, hechadami. So what's the case talking about? Ido amalei balabais barba. If it's where the homeowner had told to his worker, he says, look, I want you to hire me workers, for I'll pay them 4 zuz a day. V'azl ihu amalehu betlas. And then he went and he told his friends, I'll get you a job, I'll pay you 3 zuz a day. They go, okay, great. So the question is, if that's the case where he deceived them, because he had originally said 4, and he told them only 3, so tarumas mayavidite, then what is it that the Mishnah said that if hitu zeh zeh, so they have complaints, they have tarumas one or the other, why would there be even halachic complaint over here? But saviv a kabul, they thought about it, and they accepted. What type of tarumas is this? They were given an offer of 3 zuz a day, although the original owner was offering 4, but he told his friends 3, and they agreed to 3. So what type of tarumas is there? So, id amar le balabais with losa. So, if you're going to say that it's the other way around, the owner had originally said, I'm giving 3 zuz a day. Vazl ihu amalu baba. Now, he wanted his friends to work with him. So, he said, oh, you know what? I got a great job for you. He's going to pay you 4 zuz a day. Now, when it comes evening time after the hard day of work, they come to the boss, and the boss only gives him 3 zuz. He said, what? Didn't you say 4? Me? I said 3. I don't know what your friend told you. So if that's where he deceived his friends, so the Gemara is hechadami. So what would this case be talking about where the Mishnah says that all they have on their friend is tarumis, is complaints? Halachically, you're allowed to complain. Generally, you're not allowed to. But there are cases you're allowed to complain, but nothing more. They can't get anything monetarily out of him. So the question is, if when he told his friends to work for his boss, he says, look, I'm going to pay you. Your pay is upon me. So then Nesab Luhu Mididei. Then he should have to give them actually that extra zuz from his own money. The time, like we learned in the Braisa says, Hasechas Apoy Lasid Bishalev. Someone hires a worker to work for his own stuff. But actually, Verei Bishal Chaveri. Although he told him to work for him, he shows him his friend's field. And he works on his friend's field. Says the Braisa, Nesan Leischari Mishalem. So this guy who hired the worker and ended actually showed him his friend's field and he worked on his friend's field, has to pay the worker the full amount of the work. Now, then he goes, and he goes to the real homeowner, his friend, who the guy worked for, and he goes, look, I benefited you. Although you didn't ask for any work, but the halach is you have to give mashenena what there was benefit. So then he only collects, let's say the work he had to charge was 4 zuz, and the benefit is only 3 zuz, so he has to pay him 4, and he only gets 3 from the original owner. So the question the Gemara says, that would be the same thing over here. Where the boss really told him 3 and he told him 4 and then he had them work for the boss but he said, I'm going to pay you. So although the boss is giving 3, he has to give the extra one himself. So why are we saying that they only have tarumas on him? He actually should have to pay from his own money. So the Gemara says, Lo yitzricha, no, the case togma da amalu hischarcham al balabayis, where he said, I'm not paying you. The boss is paying you. I'm just telling you, he's offering you 4 zuz a day. And actually, he only offered 3. And when they finished the job, they're only going to get 3. And he had told them they're going to get 4. So, but he doesn't have the responsibility because he says he's going to pay you. So they have tarumas, they have complaints about him that you told us 4 and we're only getting 3. Now, this the Gemara asks, but v'lechzi poilem heichim hisgari. But I understand, says the Gemara. Let's see how much do workers get paid for. In other words, if workers usually get paid 4 zuz a day, then actually the homeowner does have to give, although he said, I only want workers for 3 a day, he has to give 4, because that's the braisa that we just learned. We said that if someone else hires workers for someone else, that neitel mibalabai, so that guy has to pay the worker, and then he could collect from the homeowner, masha hahana oisa, that what he benefited him. So although he didn't command, he didn't say to get me workers for 4 zuz a day, he says, get me workers for 3 zuz a day, but since he benefited him 4 zuz, so then, he should have to pay the workers 4 zuz. And if workers only get paid 3, so what's their complaint against the guy, his friend, their friend, who said, I'm going to get you a job for 4 zuz a day, even if he said 4. That shouldn't allow tarumas, because the fundamental underpinning of tarumas is saying, what are you doing? You told us 4, and now we're getting 3? I would have found a job that pays 4. That's where the tarumas comes in. But they couldn't have found a job that's 4. Jobs are only paid for 3. So although he said 4, fine. He's not a nice guy, but you can't have a halachic tarumas if you couldn't have had that somewhere else. So therefore the Gemara's question is, how do we understand this case where the boss said 3 and he said 4 and they have tarumas? Why is there even tarumas? Just find out how much workers get paid. If they get paid 4, actually they should have to get paid 4 from the owner. And if they only get 3, then they shouldn't even have tarumas on their friend who hired them. So the Gemara says, Lo yitzricha de'ika de'maga ba'arba, that those who are paid and rented for 4, and they're those who rent and pay for 3. The Amrulays, that's where the friends tell their friend who had hired them for his boss, Ilav the Amrulan Barba, had you not told us that we're going to get paid 4 zuz for the day, then Tarchinan, we would have put in the effort to find somebody that was desperate for work, Umiskarin and Barba, we would have got paid 4. And you told us 4, and therefore we weren't working for you. That's our tarumis on you, because we could have found a job for 4. That's one pshat, one approach in this first approach of the Gemara. Iboy say, or if you want, you could say, what would the case be talking about that they would have tarumas on their friend? Here we're talking about a worker that he himself is a landowner. He has his own land. Usually he doesn't hire himself to work for other people because he has his own land. Unless if it's really, really a good pay by somewhere else, more than the regular norm, that is the case of why they're going to have tarumas on the guy who hired them. Because the Amrulay, they tell him, Ilav de Amrulan Barba. You're right. General pay is 3. Because we're coming to address the previous Gemara's question. Where, what do you mean? So it's that the boss said 3 and he said 4. What's the tarumas? Just find out how much workers usually are. So on that, the first approach in the Gemara says, oh, there are places 3 and there are 4. So they could have complaints. The second approach says, no, even if you say that workers usually get paid 3, still the complaint is, Ilav damalon barba, had you not told us that it's 4, havazila ban milsel, that's great. It would have been degrading for us to hire ourselves out. We're landowners ourselves. We don't work for other people. You tell me, you give me really good pay. Fine, I'll work for somebody else. So that does allow tarumis, because although regular workers get paid 3, they're not regular workers. Iboy sim, or a third approach for this last Gemara's question in this approach,
is la'olam b'poilin askinan. Truthfully, we're talking about regular workers who usually work for other people. Now, so then the Gemara's question was, so then what's the complaint? Usually workers only get paid 3. What are you complaining that you're not getting 4? Is the amrilay, because they tell him, yes, but kivan the amrilon barba, since you told us we're getting paid more than the usual going rate, that we're going to get 4 zuz a day, tarchinan v'avdinon l'chavid d'shapirta, we put in a lot of effort, we really did supreme job, and we did more than the normal. And therefore, that's our complaint against you, because you're right, we couldn't have gotten a job for anywhere else, but I worked way more than people usually work, and therefore, my complaint is that I should have to get 4. So the Gemara asks on this approach, but then let's see the work that they did. Is it really such high quality? If it is, then they should have to get 4. If not, let them get 3. What's this that we're saying? They could have complaints. So that the Gemara answers, Berivka. Talking about that the job that they did was that they dug a ditch surrounding the field. And that's the type of job that you can't recognize the quality of the job. So therefore, we can't verify to see if they should get 4 or 3. Therefore, but they could say that they did, and therefore they could have complaints. Now the Gemara asks, Rivka Nami made the Adi, why? Even the ditch, you could see what type of quality was done with the work. So the Gemara answers, Demali Maya Velo Yadiyah. No, it's the point of the ditch is that for irrigation, that it's filled up with water, and now you can't see because the water is there. Therefore, since we can't verify, we can't say if they should get 4 or 3, so they're only going to get paid 3, like the boss had said, and that's their complaint against him. We did much better job because we were promised to be 4. Those are 3 answers to the last question to explain what the case is talking about, where the boss had said 3 and the worker had told them 4, and that's their complaint why now they're only getting paid 3. Iboisim, Orf de Gemara says, now you could actually say, La'olam de'amalei balabais barbo. One of the previous approaches that we have rejected, that it's that the homeowner had said to the worker, get me workers, I'll pay them 4 zuz a day. Va'azl ihu amalu bitlasa. Now he told his friends, I got a job for you, it's paying 3 zuz a day. And they agreed, and that's the price that they agreed for. Now, udika amrit sabu kabul, so then they find out that he was really willing to offer 4, and now they're only getting 3 because that's what they agreed to. So that's what they say, we have complaints against you. So the Gemara's question was, well, sub of a couple. Well, I mean, they thought about it and they agreed. So what type of a tarumas is there? You were agreeing for that. That says the Gemara, no, because the Amrilay, because they tell him, Leslach, don't you hold of what the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Al Timna Toy Mibalov, don't hold back good from its owners. In other words, your boss was willing to pay for us a day. He's got the money. And now you tell us that to take a job for 3, why do you undercut us? For what reason? What are you gaining already? That's the terumas to have. And we could have gotten paid more. And yeah, we'll take 3, but we could have gotten 4. Why do you go and tell us 3? That's the case of they don't have any monetary claim against them, but they have terumas, they could have complaints against them. Now, related to this approach that the Gemara just said, the Gemara says the following discussion. Pshita, it's obvious, the following case, that i'amalei balabais bitlasa. If the homeowner says that I'm willing to get, if you could get me workers for 3 zuz a day, v'azal ihu amalei barba, and then he tells the guys who he's hiring, oh, he's going to give you 4 zuz a day. Now, v'amrilei, and the workers who are willing to take the job, they tell to this agent, to this worker, k'maysha amalei balabais, yes, we'll take the job, just like the homeowner said. So says the Gemara, da tayu a'iluya, that obviously their intention is for the higher of the two quotes. In other words, although they tell him that we're going to be hired to work like the words of the homeowner, it's not to make it less from than what this guy is telling them. It's rather to increase it. And what they're telling him is, we trust you, we believe you, that is what the homeowner said. And since actually the homeowner had given a lower quote, if let's say this, they tell them that, if let's say the guy, the agent who had hired them had told them, Schorchem alai, I have to pay you, then he actually has to give them that extra just from his pocket. And if he said that, oh, the pay is on the homeowner, so that's like we said before, that's the case of Yeshle, of that they could have tarumas against him, because what they're saying when they say, oh, like the homeowner says, is saying that we are going what you're saying. Because although the homeowner said 3 in actuality, and he said 4, then when they're saying like what the homeowner says, doesn't mean what he said and not what you said, is that we believe you that what's what he said, because they want to get the better of the two. So what they're saying is like the homeowner means what you said, we trust you. So they're actually committing for the 4, and when the homeowner is only going to give the 3, that's like we said before, that's going to be they could have tarumas on him if it's that he said that it's Schorchem al balabayis, whereas again, that, as we said in the Havmin, if he says Schorchem alai, then actually he has to compensate him that extra zuz. But Ella rather says the Gemara, what we do have a question is regarding the following case. The reverse type of a case. The homeowner says, hire me workers for 4 zuz. Then he hires workers and he tells them, I got a job for you for 3 zuz. The Amri, and they tell him, okay, we'll hire ourselves out. Kamash ama balabais, like the homeowner says. Because he's just saying, and they're saying that like what the homeowner said, and they say, okay, we'll do we'll take the job that he's offering. So that's the Gemara's question is, my, what would the halacha be in this case? And the question is, adiburi didei, is it on the words of the worker that kasamchi that they're relying on? To amrile, that essentially what they're telling him is as follows. Mehemnislon, we trust you. Like in the previous case, the trusting of the worker was actually increasing their benefit. Because although the boss only said 3, but he said 4, say, oh yeah, what like the homeowner said. In other words, we trust you, and we'll go based on what you're saying to actually make it better for us. Now here, it's actually trusting him is going to make it worse, because the boss is offering 4, and he's only saying that the boss is offering 3. So the question is, in this case, what do we say? Do we say when they say, oh, like, yeah, sure, like the boss says, means that we rely on what you said the boss said? Because the Amrile, essentially what they're telling him is, Mehemnislan, the Hachi Amar Balabais, we trust you that this is what the homeowner said, and therefore we only going to get paid 3 zuz a day. And yes, ultimately when they find out, as we said in the previous Gemara's, in the last Gemara's approach, they find out that he was really offering 3, and you only told us 3, he was offering 4 and you only told us 3, so then they could have the time of Altaruma, of Altimna type. Why'd you go and undercut us, give us a lower quote, when your boss is willing to give us a bigger quote? But is it that they're trusting what he's saying, and therefore they're only going to get 3? Or maybe they don't trust him. Rather, what they're telling him is, when they say, oh, like the boss said, adibur de balabais kasamchi, they're relying on actually what the words of the homeowner was, and that they don't agree to what his lower quote is, and they're actually going to take the 4 that the boss had actually offered. That's the Gemara's question. What's halacha be in that case? So the Gemara says, Toshma, come in here, let's bring a proof from the following braisa. The braisa says, a woman that tells a certain individual, look, if you find my husband, I don't want anything to do with him anymore. Havi li giti. Now, it's precise the wording that she tells him of havi li giti. Bring his get to me. In other words, she tells him, I want you to tell my husband to send his get with you, and that you should be the shliach of my husband to divorce me, and that I'm only going to be divorced when the get comes to my hand. Now, the reason for that is because since she's saying Havei is a term of bringing, that's what's called the Shliach Lohilacha. Shliach Lohilacha is incumbent upon the husband. He's the only one that can make the Shliach to send his get to his wife. And the woman becomes divorced only when the get comes to her hand. Because in contrast, a Shliach LeKabbalah, which is a Shliach of receiving, that the woman makes it. Because that's like that person, the Shliach, is like an extension of her, and actually she becomes divorced when that Shliach receives it, because he's an extension of her, whereas a Shliach Lecha is an extension of the husband. So she told this person, tell my husband to send his get, my get, with you to be the Shliach Lecha. Now, the thing is, when this guy actually met up with the husband, he didn't say it the way the woman said it. He said, V'ishtacha Amri, says, oh, I just want you to know, your wife said, Hiskabali Giti, that I should receive the get for her, mean to be shliach lekabbalah. Now, v'hu amr, and then the husband, when he hears this, he says to the shliach, okay, heilach kamash amr, take this get like she said. On that amr of Nachman, amr rav, barvu, amr rav, so that, this amirog statement, actually said in the name of rav, afila higiyah get liyada, even if the get actually reaches her hand, ein mugureshes, she's never going to be divorced. Not when the shliach gets it, not when the woman gets it. So says the Gemara, Shamit Minah, what we can infer from this halacha is, to answer our Gemara's question, is adibur didei kasamach, that we rely on the words of the shliach. So essentially in our case, where the shliach actually said lower quote than the boss, he said 3, that actually when they say, oh, like the Balabai said, they're actually only going to get paid 3. Now, how do we see that from this halacha, that the reliance is on what the shliach is saying, the original sender had said, and not actually what the sender had actually said, is because this is what the husband is telling the shliach. I trust you that it's like you said, that she said that you should be the shliach lekabbalah. Now, therefore, if the husband believes him, even though the woman didn't say, she said, I want you to tell my husband that he should make you a shliach lelacha. But he's not saying that. He's saying that the wife said that I should be the shliach lekabbalah. And the husband says, I trust you. Be a shliach lekabbalah. Now, therefore, the husband's not making a shliach lelacha. Now, therefore, he's not an agent at all to execute the giving of the get. because the woman herself cannot make a shliach leilacha. So therefore, when she was saying havali, she was saying, I can't make you into a shliach leilacha. She was saying that, tell my husband that he should make you into a shliach leilacha. Now, problem is that she said, I want you to be a shliach leilacha and not a shliach leKabbalah. And the husband, however, gave it to him as a shliach leKabbalah. Now, the husband cannot make a shliach leKabbalah either. So therefore, it turns out that no one made him a shliach. And therefore, he can't be doing the job that he's doing. Because she said, be a shliach leilacha, which she can't do, he has to do. But he didn't make him into shliach leilacha, he made him into shliach leKabbalah because he thought that that's what she said, but she didn't say that either. So therefore, he's not a shliach at all. Now, must be, that's why Rav said that she's not going to be divorced, not when the shliach gets it, which would be like a shliach leKabbalah, not when she gets it, which would be a shliach leilacha. And the Gemara proves this. If you would entertain to say that the husband or any recipient relies on the words of the original sender, where in this case is that the husband, when he says, oh, like what she says, then do, which was that she had actually said to be a shliach leilacha, and he's relying on her words, and he doesn't rely on what he said. Rather, when he says, oh, heilach kamish amrihi, give it as she had said, which what he's telling him is do as what she actually had said, which is that you should be shliach leilacha. If that's the case, then ultimately the husband would be making him into shliach leilacha. Now, that means to say that here, where the shliach has it, the mechimati gita liyadim itagarsh, then at least she should be divorced when it reaches her hand. Because that means to say, if he's saying what she had actually said, I'm not trusting you, I'm trusting whatever she really said, that's what you should do. And then if he ultimately brings it to her, then she should be divorced when she reaches her hands. And from the fact that she's not when he gets it, not when she gets it, must be that we rely on what the shliach says, and not on what the Mishaleach said. So that's what the Gemara wants to resolve, the question that we had before, that we rely on what the Shliach said, that three, and they don't get the four that the boss said. On that, Rav Ashi says, as we continue to Amud Beis, Hachi Hashta, can you compare the two cases? And he says, there's no proof from this halacha of Rav Nachman Amar Rav. And he explains, he says, Bishloi me'i'it ma'ipri. He says, it would be very well that you could resolve your question if actually the halacha of Rav Nachman was the exact opposite. How so? Let's say it was in the reverse. Let's say she said, Hiskabali giti. She told to the shliach, I want you to be a shliach leKabbalah. I want you to receive the get from me. Now, but when he went and met up with the husband, he said the reverse. He said, V'ishtacha amra, and your wife said, Havili giti, that you should send the get with me, meaning I should be a shliach lahailach. And v'hu aimer, and then the husband would have said, Heilach kamaisha amra, okay, bring it as she said. Now, on regarding that, you would have heard that Rav Nachman said, that va'amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Barvu Amar Rav, that he would say, oh, that she would be divorced. So then you'd be able to learn from the words of Rav Nachman that he would say that when the get reaches either to the shliach's hands or to her hand, that it's going to be a gerushin, that then you'd be able to resolve from there either that we rely on what the shliach says or that we rely on what the woman says. How so? If let's say Rav Nachman said that if Mishi Yigia get liyadoi, that when the get reaches to the hand of the shliach, that then migureshes, then she's divorced, then you'd be able to prove alma, so obviously that the bur didok hasamach, that the husband relies on the words of his wife and he doesn't trust the shliach, and that he's agreeable to send him as the wife had really said, which is to be a shliach leKabbalah, and therefore the husband himself is divorcing her, and that happens the moment that the shliach gets it. Because although he's saying he wants to be a shliach, that she said he should be a shliach leilacha, he's saying, no, do like the wife said, and which is that you're a shliach leKabbalah, and therefore the moment you get it, which would be the halacha if he said that she's divorced when the shliach gets it, it would prove that adibur didak hasamach. Or, inam, if let's say that Rav Nachman had said otherwise. Let's say he said, in this opposite case, supposedly, that it would have said, Mishigia get liyadim migureshes, that when the get reaches to her hand, not to the shliach's hand, but rather to her hand, then she'd be divorced. And not when the shliach gets it, then you'd be able to learn out that alma, obviously, da dibur didek hasamach, that the husband, the recipient, is relying on the words of the shliach. And he's saying that I trust you that this is what she had said, which is that she had said that I should make you into a shliach leilacha, and therefore the husband is making him into a shliach leilacha. And the shliach is agreeing to this, to not be the shliach leKabbalah that the woman had wanted him to be, and rather, since he's changing it and he's saying, oh, that she had said that you should make me shliach leilacha, and now he's agreeing to be deputized and be the shliach leilacha of the husband, and then he fulfilled the shlichas and he brought it to the woman's hands. So therefore, then you'd be able to prove that he's relying on the words of the shliach. So says the Gemara, if it would have said this opposite case, and then it would have said that Rav Nachman would have said that she's divorced either when she gets it or when the Shliach gets it, then you could resolve again either that it's a Dibur Dideka Samach or Dibur Didaka Samach respectively. But on that, says the Gemara, El Hasam, but over there in the case that you did hear, that what was the case of Rav Nachman Amarav, that Rav Nachman Amarav said that she's not going to be divorced at all, not when the Shliach gets it, not when the woman gets it. And that is what he's saying, that you cannot learn from that statement of Rav Nachman, as you wanted to, that Adibur Didei Samach, that the husband is relying on the words of the Shliach, and that you wanted to prove that there's no Shlichus here at all. Because he says, because even if you want to say that Adibur Dida Samach, that the husband is relying on actually on what the boss said, meaning on what the woman, the Mishaleach, had said, that even if the husband goes and makes the Shliach into a Shliach Leilacha, like the woman had said, because she said really Haveli, which was to make him a Shliach Leilacha, and the husband is agreeing to that, he's consenting to make her Shliach Leilacha. Now we had asked, if that's the case, why isn't she at least divorced when it reaches her hands? Is because for a different reason, the Shliach is not a Shliach. And the reason for that is because he's not agreeable. Why is he not agreeable? Because ultimately what we see from this is that the Shliach uprooted his agency in totality. Why? Because the Amale, what is the Shliach telling the husband? He's saying, Shliach l'kabbalah havina, I am agreeable to be a Shliach l'kabbalah. Which, that means to say, the moment I get the get, then she's divorced and I don't have to go and go through the whole effort of going back to where the woman is and to bring it to her. But a Shliach l'haylacha, to go through the effort and having to be your agent, which means I have to go all the way and bring it to her hand, the Shliach is really saying, in other words, that lo havina, that I'm not willing to be, because that's why he's changing. She told him, in the case, the real case of Nachal Amarav, be for me a Shliach Leilacha. No, she cannot make him into a Shliach Leilacha. She's really telling him that let my husband make you into a Shliach Leilacha to bring it to me. When he comes to the husband, he doesn't say that. He says, your wife said I should be a Shliach Leikabala. And he says, okay, do like she said. So we thought it's going to prove that he's relying on what the Shliach said. So we're saying, no, even if, says the Gemara, that he's relying on what the woman said, but what did the woman say? The woman said, you should be a Shliach Leilacha, so he's making a Shliach Leilacha. But the Shliach telling him, I'm not being a Shliach Leilacha. That's why I'm telling you she said I should be a Shliach Leilacha, because I'm not interested in going through the whole effort of going all the way back to where she lives. Now, therefore, explains Rashi, even if the Shliach changes his mind and says, you know what? What am I going to do? It's a couple going through a difficult time. I'll go and I'll bring it to her. That is not going to make a gerushin at all, even when it reaches her hand, because when he accepted the deputization of being the Shliach, it was not with the intention of being a Shliach Leilacha. He only received a job, because that's what he said, to be a Shliach Leikabala. So since he didn't receive the deputization of being a Shliach Leilacha, even if he ends up bringing it to her, it's not going to do anything, because he wasn't a Shliach Leikabala. Because the husband is agreeing to what the wife said to be a Shliach Leilacha. And neither was he a Shliach Leilacha, because he said, I'm not interested in doing that job. And even if he ultimately changes, but he never got that Shlichus from the husband of being a Shliach Leilacha, and that's why it's not going to be a divorce at all, even if you say that Dibur Didaka Samach. Now Rashi just points out that seemingly this is difficult when the Gemara had entertained to say, oh, if you'd say the opposite, then we would understand, but you can't prove it from the way Rav Nachman Amarav really says it. Now one of the cases was where if she said, be a Shliach Leikabala. But the Shliach didn't say that to the husband. He said that your wife said, I should be a Shliach Lohailacha. And the husband said, okay, Helech Kamesha Amr, do like she said. Now, if we would have said on that, the Gemara says, that from the when it reaches his hand, that she's going to be divorced, so the Gemara said, then we would have heard from there, that Dibur Didaka Samach, that the husband's really relying on what the wife said, and he's giving it to him on the condition that he should be a Shliach Leikabala, because although he said, I'm going to be a Shliach Lohailacha, the husband's really agreeing to what the wife had said to be a Shliach Leikabala. Now the problem is, why didn't the Gemara ask over there the same point it's bringing out over here, but the Shliach was Iker his Shliches. He was not agreeable to be a Shliach Leikabala. And that's why he said, oh, your wife said I should be a Shliach Leilacha. And since the husband's agreeing to the wife to be a Shliach Leikabala, and he's not making a Shliach Leilacha, so he can't be either one, so then how are we saying that you could have proved from there that he would be divorced from the way he reaches his hand, but he can't, he's not a Shliach Leikabala. So that Rashi says, what you could say is that if Rav Nachman had said it that way, then the Chiddush would have been that, no, actually, that would not be an Akira. Because he's agreeable to be a Shliach Leilacha. He's saying, your wife said I should be a Shliach Leilacha. So, for sure, he's agreeable to be a Shliach Leikabala, because Kabbalah is included in Leilacha regarding the effort that you put in. Because Kabbalah, you do it right away. Halacha, you have to actually go and bring it all the way to her. So if he's agreeing to be Shlech Halacha, for sure they would include a Shlech Kabbalah, and therefore that would be no difficulty for it to be that included in the Halacha is a Kabbalah, and he was a Shlech Kabbalah, and therefore it would be divorced right away. But one thing you see from the Gemara is that there's no proof that, as we attempted to prove, that he relies on the words of the Shlech. Therefore, it still could be regarding the case that we explained before, when the boss said 4 and he said 3, and they say, oh, like the boss said, that it could be that they're actually relying on what the boss said and they'll get paid 4 and not get paid 3, again, depending on the circumstances. Now, the Gemara goes back now regarding the beginning of this parak, regarding the original question of the opening case of the Mishnah. We had the opening case of Hitu Zeh Zeh, that if they deceive one another, so then they only have tarumas, you only have complaints. So the Gemara had asked, what's this case of deceiving one another? We said, from the fact that it doesn't say chazru zeh bezeh, but rather hitu zeh bezeh, so he said it can't be that it's the boss with the worker. Rather, it's one worker fooling another worker. When the boss had told the worker to hire other workers, he deceived them. Which we said, either that's the case of when the boss had said 3 and he said 4, or when the boss had said 4 and then he said 3, which one case had 3 explanations, one had 1 explanation. But that was the original answer of the Gemara. That the Gemara says, Iba Yisema, if you want, you could say that actually high town, the town of our Mishnah, Chazru Namihitu Karle, that actually when it says in the Mishnah that they deceive one another, it actually is like the cases of the Mishnah are talking about with the worker and the homeowner, and not that it's workers deceiving one another, because although it's talking about backing out, because that's the deception that the worker or a guy who's hiring people does, but deception really means backing out. The Tanya like learned in a brisa that we see regarding workers and a homeowner that they're backing out is also used in the term of hitu, of deception. As the brisa says, like the halach of our Mishnah, Haseicher esu umnin, if someone hires craftsmen, workers, the hitu is balabayis. So see, to refer to backing out, it uses and they deceive the homeowner, or balabayis hitu eisen, or the homeowner deceives them, so ein lehem ze al ze ela tarumas. So all they have, one to the other, is complaints. In other words, because they could tell that he could tell them that, you know, go ahead, hire yourselves out to other people. Or they could tell him that, you know, when they back out, go and hire other people. So therefore, you don't have any monetary claim against us because go ahead, get other workers. But there at least is tarumis. He or they could have complaints because they have to go ahead now and find other people to hire them. And he has to go ahead and find other workers. So there's no monetary claim because it's just was an oral commitment they had one to the other. And also, moreover, he could find workers. It's not like we said regarding the other cases in Mishnah when it's dava her of it. There's no actual loss here, but they could have complaints because, you know, I got to go find a new guy. It's not so easy finding a new guy, whether to be a boss or to be a worker. Now, qualifies this price as we continue. We brought this in to show that it could even mean the case of the boss and the workers, and it really means chazru zebezeh, even though it says hitu zebezeh. But now the Braisa qualifies b'med v'mamum. Now we qualify this first case of the Mishnah, as the Braisa explains, when did we say that each party doesn't have a monetary claim against the other one if they back out? All they have is tarumis, is only if shaloi holchu. If the workers didn't go yet to the place of the work, and in the morning before they go, the owner says, I backed out. I don't want you guys to work. What? We were so excited. We thought we had a job. Fine. You have tarumis because you got to find a new boss now, but I'm backing out now. Aval holchu, but says the Braisa, if, let's say the workers already went to go to do the work. For example, if let's say that chamorim, let's say he hired donkey drivers who he hired to bring his produce from another place. And they went, v'le matzatu, and they didn't find any produce. Or if let's say he hired pilin, workers who he hired to hoe, to plow his field, and they went, umatsu saw the kishilech, and they found that the field was wet from water, which made it not fit to do any hoeing for the job that he had hired them for. On that case, says the Braisa, noislen schar, and then he has to give them the pay of the entire day, mishalim, complete according to what's fit for them, because that is different. That's not just tarumas. Here they went. They went to the job, and they started already getting ready for work, and then there's no available work for them to do. That's his fault, and therefore he has to pay them for the work that he had hired them for that day, but according to what's fit for them, as the Braisa continues. Because aval ina daima, you can't compare habaton labarekan. So to someone that comes laden, to someone that comes empty. In other words, they evaluate the chacham, the bezdin, the donkey drivers, how much would a person be willing to take off from the price that he was going to get paid for traveling and carrying all this stuff on the donkeys to come empty-handed? So it's much easier, that job. It's really a hard job. So, but a whole day worth of work now is in the garbage. So you'll get paid for your day, but you're not going to get paid full as if you were schlepping all that stuff on the donkey. And so you can't compare Aysa Malacha Liyesha Batla, someone that was working all day, to someone that was just sitting and having a good time and schmoozing. So they evaluate the workers, how much would a person be willing to take less pay and to sit and do nothing from hoeing and taking more money that they were hired for. So they're going to get paid their job. It's not just like Tarumis when he backs up before they start, since they already started the job. So then, although he's backing out because there's no work for them to do, he's got to pay them, but again, like what's called a pile bottle. He can't, doesn't have to pay them like they worked all day, but like a worker who's hired to just sit there and do nothing. Now, the Brisa continues, and it goes back on the ratio of the Brisa regarding a guy who hires workers, meaning because up until now, we were talking about, as in the Mishnah differentiates, a case of schiris. Schiris is when you hire a guy, you pay him for the hour, for the day, for the week, you pay him for just his time. Now the Bryce is going to qualify the case when you hire workers of kablanas. Kablanas is when you hire them to do a certain job. Fix the car, weave this garment. I don't care if you do it in 10 days or in 10 hours. So in that, the Bryce qualifies again regarding this case of backing out. But Medivamum, when did we say that when they back out on him or if he backs out on them, so then all they have is tarumais. They only have complaints, but they don't have a monetary claim. That's talking about during a time, shlehischilu b'malacha. They didn't start their work yet. Avleschilu b'malacha, but if they already started their job, then that's going to have a different halacha. What's that halacha? Shaman lehem masha asu. So the one who hired them has to evaluate what is it that they did according to what they had made up before and how much it's going to be that he's going to pay them. And proportionally to the amount of work that they did for the job, then he has to pay them proportionally. Explains the Braisa Ketzat. How would this be qualified? So let's say Kiblu Kama Likza B'Shnei Salam. Let's say they accepted a job to reap the standing grain that he has in his field for a price of 2 Salam. Now, Katsu Chetzi V'Nichu Chetzi. Let's say they reaped half and they left off half, and then halfway through the job they go, we're done. We're not finishing. What? I hired you to do a job and you guys are backing out? He says, we're done. Let's say Beged Lereg B'Shnei Salam. Let's say he hired them to weave a garment for 2 Salam. And argu chetzi v'nichu chetzi, so he weaved half the garment and he left over half, and he says, we're done, we're not finishing the garment. So now their pay, according to the pay was supposed to be 2 slum, they did half the job. So now according to the conditions that they made up, it should be the pay of a seller. So says the Braisa, shama lehen es masha asu. So he evaluates the amount of work that they did. Now says the Braisa moreover, let's say hayayafa shisha dinarm. Let's say that the amount that they left over, if he would have to go now and hire workers to do the second half of the job that they left over, he wouldn't be able to get workers to do it for less than 6 dinarim. 2 slum are 8 dinarim. A seller is 4 dinarim. Now, it would come out that the homeowner is going to lose out, according to what he had originally made up with these workers, that he was going to get the job done for 2 slum, for 8 dinarim. Now, they did half, which is 1 seller, which if he's going to pay them 4 dinarim, he's going to have to pay now to do the second half, not just another 4 dinarim, but actually 6 dinarim. He's going to be losing at 2 dinarim based on what he had made up with them originally. Even so, says this Tana, that you don't go after what the cost is going to cost him. Rather, you evaluate according to what they had already done, meaning what it was originally, according to their calculation. And therefore, nixin lehen sela. Therefore, he actually gives them a sela. Now, the reason for that is because Rashi explains that this Tana does not agree to the Tana of our Mishnah, who said that Chalachayze b'yod al tachtayna. Our Mishnah said, whoever backs out, he gets the lower hand. This Tana does not agree. He says, you evaluate according to the work that they did, even though they're the ones backing out. You got to pay them according to what you made up. You made up the whole job as 2 slum, which means, say, half the job is a seller. So you have to pay them a seller. Or they finish their work, and then they'll get the regular pay of 2 slum that they made up. Now, says the Braisa, v'im. Now, if it's only worth the amount of work that it's going to be for the second half is going to be a sella, in other words, he's going to be able to find workers to finish up the second half for just 4 dinarim for a sella, then nois lehem, then he gives to the workers for what they had done, a sella, which the Gemara later on, the next staff is going to ask, it's pretty obvious. If he gives them a sella, even if the work's going to cost them more than what had originally made up, for sure when that's the amount that they made up, he'll get workers to do the second half, for sure he's going to give them the seller, the Gemara is going to ask that. That's the Tanakam of the Braisa. Reb Deisa, he disagrees. He He says, Shama lehen, you evaluate for them the work that they did, which they're backing out halfway or quarter way, wherever it is, masha asli asis, based on how much it's going to cost them to finish up the job. In other words, as Rashi explains, Rabbi Deisa holds like the town of our Mishnah, who says, Hachayzabai, they who they're backing out, yada al tachtani, they get the lower hand, and therefore he could hold back from paying them what they had done till he hires workers to conclude it based on the original price he had made up with them. So if let's say, says Rabbi Deisa, Hayyafa, if let's say it's going to end up costing him to do the second half, shisha dinarm, 60 dinarm, so then, noislam shekel, he only gives him a shekel, which is a half a sela, which is only 2 dinarm. And the reason being, because he wants to be able to finish according to the price he had made up with them, which is 2 slum, which is 8 dinarim. So that's why he disagrees, and he says, like Tanav HaMishnah, only has to pay them a half a sela. Oy, or, Yigmer Malach, Don Vit L'Shnei Slum, let them finish the job that they were supposed to do, and then they'll get the full 2 slum. Now, says Reb Deisev, Im Sela, if he's going to be able to get workers to finish the second half for just a sela, then Noislam Sela, then he could give them the sela for the amount of work that they did, because he'll get someone else to finish up the second half for a sela, which again, the Gemara is going to ask, oh, so that's pretty obvious, because he's not costing him more, so therefore they get for what they had made up for. Now, continues the Braisa. But Medavur Mamum, when did we say this, that the one who's backing out is not going to lose, and he's only going to lose, let's say, Reb Deisev, proportion according to what it's going to end up costing the owner, or according to Rabbanan, actually they're going to get for what they had done. That says the Braisa is only told by Bedavar She'ena Ovid, regarding something that is not an immediate loss. In other words, even if the owner cannot find workers to finish up the job right now, as we're going to explain in the Seifa, where it's told by where he can't find workers, still he should wait until he finds workers because it's not something of an immediate loss. I know you wanted the garment to be done right now, but you're not going to have a loss if you wait a few weeks till you get someone to finish it up. That's where we said that the one who backs out, again, it gets either proportionate to what it's going to cost, and then you get him, or like the Tanakama, he gets whatever he had done. Aval b'davar avid, but like our Mishnah said, which was the second case our Mishnah spoke about, which the Bryce is paralleling that, which we spoke about, Hitu Zezeh, and then we spoke about a case of Bedav HaOvid, something that's going to be a case of loss. I mean, if he's going to wait, and he doesn't find workers to finish up how much he had to be able to hire workers, even according to the higher price that workers are right now, he can't find workers. So then Seichen, actually, he could hire other people, meaning people that normally wouldn't work, meaning regular workers you can't get even for the more expensive price. He's going to hire other people, let's say regular friends, Alehen, on the expense of his original workers, that he's going to pay them way more than the price of workers usually are, because as our Mishnah said, that they caused you this davar avid, which is going to cost you your whole thing of flax. What am I going to do? You guys backed out in the middle. I got no one to work. There's not even workers to get even for the more expensive price. So then he could even hire his friends and say, I'll pay you guys a mint, and it's going to come at the expense of the workers. Or he actually deceives the workers themselves that are backing out. Says the Braisa, Ketzad Matan, how does he deceive them? So Emelan, he tells them, look, Sela Ketzatzi Lechem. I had made up with you, or prearranged, I'm going to pay you a Sela. You know what? You guys are backing out. I need your work. Bayu Utlu Shlaim. Come and I'll give you double. I'll give you 2. Now, halachically, he doesn't have to give them that. He could deceive them just so they have to follow through, which is going to be for him a double of. And they had committed. It's not just backing out on the commitment. It's actually causing him a loss. He could deceive them to do the work. Now, says the Braisa of Ad Kama Seich Alein, regarding the first option, which he could hire his buddies, anyone, not even workers, to be at the expense of the original workers, up until how much could he hire? Says the Braisa, Adarba Mechamishim Zuz, up until 40, 50 Zuz, he could charge, that he could hire to pay because of the loss that's going to be because of and at the expense of his original workers. Now, says the Braisa, B'medevom Ramum, when did we say that he could hire other people on their expense? That's B'sman She'en Shem Poilim Liskar. That's, as the Braisa clarifies, if there are no other workers to hire. But if there are other workers to hire, although you're upset at these original workers, you want to get back at them and say, oh yeah, halacha allows me, I'm going to hire people for who knows how much and it's going to be your loss? No, if there are other workers, and va'amar tseva sachem elu, and the guys who are backing out say, look, we're backing out, we know it's not right, but go ahead and hire these other workers that are available, then ein lo yalein el terumis. Then all he has is complaints. He has complaints because he still has to go out and find other workers. Like the halacha of the Mishnah opened up with, which the Braisa opened up with hitru zeh when they back out. You could have complaints. But you can't have a monetary claim. You can't go and hire an exorbitant amount of money for a worker because there are other workers available. So again, We introduced this price, which clarifies halachas of Mishnah, but we brought it in because of the second approach regarding the opening case of a Mishnah, hitu zezeh, which originally we thought it can't be the owner with the workers, because then it would have said chazu zebezeh. So we said these other cases of the worker deceiving the other workers. And that the second approach in the Gemara said, no, it could be, as we see in the Brisa, that the Brisa uses the term of backing out with hitu zezeh, that they deceived one another. Now the Gemara continues, Tani Tana, a teacher of Brises, taught this previous brisa, Kameda Rav, in front of Rav, and regarding this case when we said that if the donkey drivers went, they already went to the work, and they find there's no tavu to bring back, or the workers went to the field and they see the field is ruined, that the brisa said, Nois lehem scharan mishalim. So then he has to pay them a full day's work because they went already. It's not like he backed out in the morning. They already went, and they're there, and there's no work for them to do. Fine, it's your loss. You got to pay them the full amount of the workers. When Rav heard this brisa that this Amori was teaching him, Amalei, he said to him, Chavivi Amar, my uncle Reb Chiya said, Ilu ano havoi, had I been, like the case that you just described in the brisa, had I been the employer, loy havi yehivna lehen elikapoyel batel, I would have only paid them like an idle worker. Va'ad Amar, then you say, quoting this brisa, Nais lehem schar mishalim, that you have to pay him like a worker who worked all day? My uncle Reb Chiya says not the case. He wouldn't pay more for a worker if he would have such a situation that he hired them and they go and they have nothing to do, that he would only pay them not more than an idle worker. Now, on this the Gemara asks, what's Rav saying? But Valok Tani, but even the Braisa says, the next sentence it clarifies and it says, but Eina Deima Havi Tain Lahavi Reikin, you can't compare the one who comes laden to one who comes empty, to someone that's doing the work all day and sitting there in idle and not doing anything, where the Brisa itself says, like the way Rav is saying from his uncle Reb Chiya, that he doesn't pay him, when we say full work, it means full work like an idle worker. So what's Rav saying that, oh, my uncle disagrees? It's the same as the Brisa. So the Gemara says, Leisaimu kame. The one who was quoting the Brisa in front of Rav didn't conclude the Brisa, didn't go past that sentence. And all Rav heard was, you have to give Schar Mishalim. And that he says, my uncle says not like that, but really the Brisa says the same thing too. You pay him like a pile bottle. That's one approach. Igad Amri, those that say that actually Saimu Kameh, they actually did finish the Brisa. And the Brisa does say, and Rav heard that he only gets paid like a pile bottle. Now, but yet, Vahacha Kameh, this is what Rav was saying. Chavivi Yom, my uncle said, Ihavi Anof, I was the employer. Lohavi Yihivnu Leklal, I would not have given the worker anything at all. Not just like a pile bottle, actually nothing. The reason for that is because Reb Chiya held that it's their mazel that caused them. Because they should have entertained that maybe the field's going to be wet. And therefore, it's their loss just as much as it is mine, and I wouldn't have paid them anything. And that's why Rav was telling to the town of the Brice, to the one who's teaching the Brices, Fa'at Amri Kapoyel Batla, and you're saying that he has to pay him like an idle worker? My uncle said he wouldn't have paid him at all. So the Gemara asks, Elikasha Hach. But then you have the contradiction between Reb Chiya and this Brisa, which this Brisa says that you do have to pay him like a pile bottle. And that the Gemara says, Loi Kasha, it's not a difficult, it's not a contradiction. Ha, the case of Reb Chiya, that he said he wouldn't have paid them anything at all. He would have said, look, it's their bad mazel. I hired them, they come, they have no work to do. You didn't do work, I'm not going to pay you. His case was talking about the Sairo La'ari Medu Urta. It's when he went and he took the workers there the night before, and they saw the field. It's just that they didn't discern to see that it was a moist, wet field. They should have entertained that it could have rained during the nighttime. That's where Reb Chiya says that he, as an employer, he wouldn't have paid him anything at all. Because they themselves came and saw the field. And it was with those stipulations that he says, you see the field, this is the field I want you to come to tomorrow and work this field. Now, it comes next day, they can't do the work, but they shouldn't have gone the next morning to do the work because they already saw the field. They should have entertained. So therefore, in that's Reb Chiya is correct, that he doesn't have to pay them. It's their mazel. Hub, the Brice that said that you have to pay them like a pile bottle, is the Lysiara La Arimurta. It's where he didn't take them the night before to go and see the field. And therefore, it's really the employer's responsibility that he should have told them and notified them and said, look, if you're going to find the field wet, I'm not going to give you anything. But he didn't tell them, and neither did they see the field to say that it's their fault. And therefore, that's what the Brice says, you got to pay them like a pile bottle. As the Gemara says, Kihadam Rava, like Rava had said, this same differentiation. Said, Hai man de agar agiri l'rifka. A person who hires workers to plow and make ditches, va'asa mitra umal yamaya, and then water comes and makes the field wet. And therefore, they can't go ahead and plow because when the field's wet, it's too hard, it's muddy, you can't go ahead and plow. So Rava said as follows, the same differentiation we just said to resolve these two brises. Isa yara la'ari me'urta, if he went and he took them to see the field from the evening before. So then as we continue, tabavayin zayinim at aleph. So the rain that came down is pesedah depailim. It's the loss of the workers, where he doesn't have to pay them anything because he could tell them, look, it's your mazel. You saw what you were getting into. It's your bad luck. Loisara la'ari me'urta, but if he didn't show them the land from the night before, then it's pesedah debalabayis. Then it's a loss of the homeowner because they could tell him, did you tell us that it was for this field that you're going to hire us for, that we should have entertained to know the problems that are going to come up? And therefore, then he has to pay them like an idle worker. That's, again, Rava makes this differentiation halacha, exactly like we resolved for these two different brises of Reb Chiya and the previous brises regarding if they already went to do the work. Although we said if before they go to do the work, if either of them backs out, all they have is tarumas to explain, as we said, the first for the second version of the explanation of our Mishnah of Hitu Zezeh, which is the worker and the homeowner. Beforehand, all they have tarumas, but once they go to do the work, then the brisa said, then they have to pay them like a payal batel. On that, Reb Chiya said, and so to Rava had explained that if he showed them the night before and then they went, it's their mazel. And therefore, it's not that he has to compensate them, he doesn't have to pay them anything at all.